with us on the line now. We're talking with the head coach of the Perryville Pirates football team, Blaine Boss. And coach, you're entering your third year now with the team, and obviously with camp wrapping up and you guys heading into your week one matchup, I think the main thing that fans are curious and want to know is how did the quarterback battle in camp shake out here this summer, and who are we going to be seeing to under center to start the season?
We definitely had a battle this offseason. We had three guys compete for the job with Drew Hovetop. He was the starter last year all season. And Drew, you know, he did a great job for us last year. Also, Dawson Camden was another one, which he stepped in our district game last year against Potosi when Drew got injured. And he impressed us a lot. You know, he stepped up, did a great job for us. And, you know, he hardly got any reps, you know, throughout the season, you know, to see what he did that game. We were very impressed. And then Evan Dory is the third guy. And Evan was a sophomore last year. We were playing him at running back, and he actually got hurt week two against St. James. And I think we got him back around week seven or eight, and then he ended up getting hurt again. So we're just happy he's back, and, you know, he's healthy right now, and hopefully we can keep him that way. But, yeah, the whole summer, I mean, those guys worked their tails off. You know, every one of them did what we asked, and I think Evan Dory is going to be the guy on Friday night. You know, I think he gives us the best chance to make stuff happen on offense. And with that being said, Drew and Dawson, they're both going to get a lot of opportunities as well. You know, they're both going to have the ball in their hands just as much as Evan, too. You know, Dawson will be playing receiver. You know, he might have to play some running back as well. And Drew's going to be probably starting at running back. So, you know, they're all three going to be super important to us this year.
Yeah, of course, even if they're not going to be playing that quarterback position, they'll still be big parts of the offense regardless. And speaking on the offense, obviously you guys picked things up on the defensive side last year, but the offense did struggle at times. So what have you guys been working on here this summer to improve on the offensive side of the ball?
Just consistency and you know, finishing blocks, staying on blocks, getting two guys on blocks, just different stuff like that. You know, some of it was remembering plays. You know, basically this is our, you know, these kids' third year of the program. So, you know, there's really no excuses now for them or myself, the coaching staff, to not get stuff going on offense. So, you know, this is kind of it for us. You know, we got to get things going, and we got to get our offense caught up with our defense. And, you know, I think if we can do that, I think we could have a pretty darn good team.
Absolutely, and obviously looking ahead to week one here over the next couple of days, Friday night, you guys are going to be traveling to DeSoto to take on the Dragons. What do you know about this DeSoto team? What are you expecting to see from them on Friday?
Well, you know, the past few years, they've been a pretty darn even matchup. You know, both games have been super close, and, you know, we're kind of expecting the same thing. Week one, it's always tough. You don't have a whole lot of film on the opponent, and, you know, you really don't know what they're, you know, if they added new stuff or, you know, if they got some new wrinkles in the offense or some different defensive looks. But, you know, that's why you got all summer to practice different looks and stuff like that, prepare for it. But DeSoto, you know, I think offensively starts up front with them. They're going to be tough up front. You know, they're going to have some guys that do a great job for them up there. And then, you know, I think their leader and their best player in offense is obviously their quarterback. So, you know, he's made some improvements this offseason. Just looking at him on film, you know, it is jamboree. You know, he throws a great ball. He's a good arm. He's super athletic. And, you know, I thought he really improved as a runner. So, you know, having that threat as well, you know, not just having the throwing threat, but having him being a runner as well, you know, we're going to have to deal with that on defense. So, you know, we're prepared for that. And, you know, our defense is going to have to be ready to go.
All right, Coach Boss. Well, we appreciate you taking some time to talk to us here on the Pigskin Preview.
No problem. Thank you for having me.